Hey there, my name is Darren Muller, and welcome to the first episode of the Scatter Thoughts podcast. Here I'd be essentially sharing my thoughts on various subjects. So get this, it's been super hard for me to get myself to come to a state of calm and actually record an episode for this podcast. In fact, I've had the entirety of me to record edits or simply just prep for episodes. But instead, like, I've been crippled with a lot of anxiety and self-doubt and a lot of overwhelming pressure for this podcast to actually even go right in the first place. In my head, it has been like, okay, what if people don't like it? What if people blah, 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 this, that. Like, that's been giving a whole lot of mental workload in my head. So I thought to myself, why not start by recording an episode on mental health? So yeah. These are my thoughts on mental health. P.S. This script was overthought. So I feel like it was rather logical for me to explain what mental health is before I start to like expand my understanding or knowledge of it. So according to WHO, that's the World Health Organization, mental health is a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make contributions to his or her own community. So pretty to understand here, like that's basically very self-explanatory. So here's the catch. It's a state of well-being, as it be. If there is a state of infirmity, there is no well-being. This is known as mental illness. Even getting on the page of EPA, it was rather giving a sense of emphasis that mental illness is nothing to be ashamed of, and it is just a problem like normal diabetes, a broken bone, or heart disease. Like, it was just a normal disease. But that's not the case. The stigma on mental health is crazy. To put it into more context, I'm a Nigerian living in Nigeria, and mental health has become very trivialized. And that's very, very ironic, considering the fact that living in Nigeria is like a stressor on it. So like, it's a massive stressor. A Nigerian living in Nigeria is a stressor. So like, how is mental health this trivialized in Nigeria? So I have over the years shown symptoms of ADHD. For those of you who do not know what ADHD is, ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, as well as other like anxiety disorders. And almost every time I try to like speak up and be like, yo, what's up, I don't feel good, I don't feel normal, so to speak, people just try to tell me it's all in your head. Well, duh, like, where else would it be? Like, it's a very off-putting answer to get when I try to talk about things like this, and it's just, it's all in your head. Have you tried to have happy thoughts? Have you tried to, like, it's very annoying to start to think of. So just because it does not necessarily become visible, physically visible, does not necessarily mean it's not real. There's this incident I came across on Twitter, and a tweet reads, "What of the soldier that asked me to remove my anxiety ring? Told him that's not possible and he went mad. I told him it's for anxiety and he said, waiting be that. And I said, mental health. He said, you decrease? And I said, yes." That's quite funny. That's a funny tweet, to be honest. But like, looking at it in depth, it's a very sad reality that people have associated every and any form of mental illness or disorder to being crazy. I feel like it's not entirely people's fault, because It's in human psychology to guard up against things they don't necessarily understand. They can start to even hate or fear things they don't understand. But everything at some point was alien before it got to gain acceptance. So I feel like we need to have more conversations surrounding mental illness. We need to talk about it more. We need to like be more upfront to mental illnesses. It's not helping us in any way. According to APA, it is just a medical problem. It's just a disease like heart disease or diabetes. Like, it's just the medical problem. And I feel like we need to treat it as much more of a serious problem as opposed to our trivializing it. We can't manage, we can't think happy thoughts. Thinking happy thoughts does nothing, to be honest. We need to seek help. Today you could talk to therapists if you don't feel alright. And another thing, therapists are freaking expensive. So I'm in Nigeria and there is this toll-free therapy service I got across, and the name is Mental Awareness. I forgot the rest of the part, but Mental Awareness something something. The number is 0800-800-2000. That's 0800-800-2000. So I feel like there is so much we could achieve if we are mentally healthier, and I feel like we need to be more as productive as we can. We need to reach our full potential. We can't let problems, mental illnesses, stifle our potential. I know somebody out there will probably like share my thoughts, or somebody would be opposed to it. I'm very curious. What's your take on mental illnesses?